Baba Basra Daf Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis, page 91, side B. Manhigoi, its leader, V'oilo Lasvino Shavat Kvaronito, and woe to the boat that lost her captain that leads the boat. The Gemara brings an additional saying from Rav Chana Bar Rava, name of Rav, because it says in the Pasuk in Divrei Hayomim Aleph, Perek Chof Tes, Pasuk Yud Aleph, L'cho Avayam L'cho, V'hamisnase L'cho L'rish. Amar Rav Chana Bar Rava Amar Rav. Rav Chana said name of Rav, Afilu Reish Garguso. Even the head who's in charge on the order of how to water the fields from the water pit, who is going to water this day, who's going to water the next day, which is a small level, low level of appointment. Mishmayo Moitmele, from the heavens they place him. And that's the meaning of the pasuk, L'cho Havaya HaMamlocha, that to you Hashem is the kingdom, that only through you happens HaMisnase L'choy L'resh. Which means, anybody who is misnasi, who is raised for whatever appointment it may be, even if it's a small appointment like a reish gargusa, just to say that, also becomes misnasi l'choil l'reish, for anything to become a head, is l'cha Hashem l'cha, you do it. Before in Amud Aleph, we brought an opinion that al-Melech, Machl, v'chilyein, they were punished because they went out of Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara brings another view that disagrees. We can't say that they were punished because they went to Israel Chutz Laretz. Because even if they found a thicker kind of flour to earn a living from it, lo yotzu, they wouldn't have gone out. They only went out because they had nothing what to eat at all. But why were they punished? They should have asked mercy for the people of the generations. For the Bikshua, they did not ask. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says in Yishaya Nun Zayin Pasuk Gimel, Bezakech Yatzilucha Kibbutzayich, through that that you will yell to ingather those who are pushed away, you will be saved. And since they didn't yell out for their generation, they weren't saved. The Gemara brings a situation that it is permitted to go out to Chutz Laretz. Rabbi Baruchon said, we did not learn before in Amud Aleph that it's prohibited to go out from Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, even if the grain has become more expensive. Ella, only in a situation that Moiz Bezoil Peres Biyoker, that the money is cheap and the fruit is expensive. So then the money is available, the fruit is not available. I will mois be yoker, but if money is expensive, afilu, and even that the fruit is cheap, and omdu, and they stand, and arba se'in, besela, 4 soin of wheat, and a sela, yoitzin, you are allowed to go out to Chutz Laretz, as the reason as Bibi explained now. The siman now to remember the memories that are going to bring brought in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, is sela, poyel, charuva, talya, omdin. The Gemara explains the reason for this din. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Nihirna, I remember, Kadhavu Kaimin, that when the price was standing Arbas in Besela, that 4 soin for a sela of Avinifishin Ifichekfon, and nevertheless there were many people that were blown up out of hunger, Bitveria, in the city of Tveria, Midleis Iser, because they did not have money to buy wheat, even though that it was very, very cheap. Baba Rabbi Yochanan says, Nihirno, I remember, Kadlohavim etagrim poilayu, that workers would not hire themselves out, Lemidnach Karto, to work in the east of the city, because the west wind, which was very strong, blows towards the east, and it would bring the smell of the bread. Umereach pit maisin, and the workers would die from the smell of the bread, of the good smell. But Rabbi Yochanan says, Nihirna, I remember, Kadav Botza Yinuka Charuva, that when a child would cut a charuva with both of his hands, Bavinogut Chutu de Dushal Treidroin, and it would drip a string of honey on both of his hands from the fat of the fruit. But Rabbi Loza says, Nihirna, remember Kadavi Notl Irvo Bista, that when the eye of the raven took meat, Unagid Chutu de Mishcha, and he would drip a string of oil, Merish Shurov Adlaru, from the top of the gate, fence, of the wall that he was standing till the ground. Rabbi Yechon says, Nihirna, remember Kadavi Mitailin Talya, Vitalyasa Bishuka, that when we were walking and we were playing, the boys and the girls in the marketplace. Kumar Shis Esrei at the age of 16, Kumar Shas Shav Esrei at the age of 17. Vlavi Chotin. And we still didn't sin in a promiscuous relationship. Amar Rabbi Yechon said, Nihirna, remember Kadhava Omdin be Medrasha. That way they would say in the Beis Medrash, the Moide Lohin Nafil Bidehin. One who is appeased to what the goyim say falls in their hands. If you consent to them, you fall in it. But a person should contradict their words. The misrachet alein delay dilhoin, and one who relies on them, then his and theirs. In other words, they take everything that he has to them, because he the person reveals himself to them. They know everything that he has. Gemara goes back now to the subject of Machle Mikilian and explains their names. Ksiv, it says in Megillas Rus, Alev Machle Mikilian. Ksiv in Divrei Yomim, Alev Perigdal Paschal Beis says Yoyesh Vesorov. So Rabbi Shmuel is a Machloikis between Rabbi Shmuel, what their real name. Chad Omar once says Machle Mikilian Shimon, that the name was actually Machio Mikilian. Veloma Nikra Shimon Sorov Yoyosh. Why is in Divrei Yomim called Shimon their name Sorov Yoyosh? Yoyosh and Isyosh and Aguulo, they gave up hope from the redemption. They didn't trust Hashem that He will redeem them from the hunger. And Sorov Shin Ischaifus Levelamokim, they were guilty to be burned by Hashem because they left to Chutzlaret. Chadomar once said, Yoyof Besorov Shimon, that really their name is Yoyof Besorov. Veloma. And why do we call them in Megillas Rus Nikra Shimon Machlin Vechilion? Machlin she'osu gufan chulin. Machlin is because they made their body weakly by going out to Eretz Yisrael, to Chutzlaret, which is impure. Vechilion, and Chilion is in Eschaivu Kloy Lamokim, that they were guilty of being destroyed to Hashem because they left Eretz Yisrael and went to Chutzlaret. Tanya Kaman de Omar, we learned like the one who says Machlein Vichilian Shimon. The name is actually Machlein Vichilian. Tanya, we learned the Brais. Maidik, see, what is the meaning in, says in the Pasuk of Yom Alev, Perik Dapos Kol Beis, when it talks about the names of the sons of Yehuda. It says, V'yoykim, V'anshi Chizeva, V'yoyosh, V'sorof, Asher Baalu Lemoyov, V'yashuvi Lochem, V'advorim Atikim. So the Brais learns like this. V'yoykim ze Yehoshua, this refers to Yeshua, Shehekim Shvuah L'Anshe Givon, he fulfilled the promise to the people of Givon, to the men of Givon. They were from the other nations, from the seven nations that the Jews were instructed to kill. And they lied, and they said to him that they're coming to Yeshua, they come from a faraway land. And he swore them to them that he won't kill them. Anshe Chizeva, and Anshe Chizeva, the people Chizeva, this refers to Eila Anshe Givoin, Shekiz will be Yeshua. Those were those who lied to Yeshua, and that is that Yeshua fulfilled his promise to them. He is from Yehuda. V'yoyosh v'sorof, Eilu machlem v'chilyim. Yoyosh v'sorof, these are machlem v'chilyim. V'lo manikra shmon Yoyosh v'sorof. Why were they called Yoyosh v'sorof? Yoyosh shenis yoshu min ha-geula. Baba Basra, Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis, page 91, side 2. This is the second part on this Amud. Shenis Yoshim in Agula, they have given up from the redemption. And Sorov, Shenis Chayv Usreif Alamokim, and they were guilty of being burnt to Hashem because of leaving Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Loretz. And with regards to them, it says, Asher Balu Lemoyov, they had relationship with Moav, Shenosu Noshim Moavios, they married Moavite women, which is Rus and Orpah. V'yoshuvi Lochem, And Yeshuvi Lochem Zoy Rus HaMo'aviyah, this is Rus the Moavit, Sheshova, that after she was married to Machlein from Beis Lechem Yehuda, she returned, V'nidbika Beis Lechem Yehuda, and she cleaved and connected to the Beis Lechem Yehuda, the fact that she married Boaz. But Dvorim Atikim, meaning these Dvorim Halolu, these words, or these matters that Machlin and Kilyain went from Chutz Loretz, and therefore that turned out that Ruth came back and got married to Boaz, and from her came out the kings of Beis David, Atik Yoimayu Amoron. Atik Yoimayin, which is refers to Hashem, the old of days, from days of God, meaning Hashem, Amoron said it many generations before this. Because it says the Ksiv in Tehillim Peitaschof Aleph, it says Motzosi David Avdi, I have found David my servant. And where did he see? Did he find him? This was in Zdoim. Ksiv, when it says with regards to the turning over of Zdoim and Amora, that the Malachim were pushing Loit that he should leave, and they said to him in Pasuk Bereishis Yutet Pasuk above, Shtei Bnei Secha Nimtzois, your two daughters that are found. And from his two daughters, Rus the Moaviah and Namo HaAmonis came out. The Braisa continues to learn the Psukim over there. It says in the Pasuk with regards to the Bnei Yehuda in Divrei Hayomim Aleph Perek Dal Pasuk Gimel, Heima HaYoitzrim V'Yoshve Netoyim U'Gdeira Im HaMelech V'Mlachto Yoshusha. So this is the way we're going to learn it. Heima HaYoitzrim, they are the Yoitzrim Elu Bnei Yonodov Ben Rechov. These are the sons of Yonadav ben Rechov, Shenotzru, that they kept, they guarded, Shvuas Avihim, the oath of their father not to drink wine and not to build houses, which is in Yerulam of the Hay, Pasuk Vav Yud. Yoishven Netoim, that's a reference Shloima to King Shloima, Shedoimel Netiv Malchusoi, that his kingdom went and it grew like a plant. Gedeira, Zoi Sanhedrin, and Gedeira refers to Sanhedrin, Shegodru, Yisrael, they fenced in those breaks of the Jews by making a fence around Torah. With the king in his work, they said there is Zoyrus HaMoaviyah, this is Rus de Moavet, Sherosud Malchus Shlomo, that she saw in the kingdom of Shlomo ben Benoi, Shel ben Beno, the son of her, the son of her son, of her son's son. Because Shlomo was the son of David HaMelech, who was the son of Yishai, who was the son of Ovid, who was the son of Rus. Shenemar, because it's written, when Bathsheba came to speak to Shlomo, in Melachim Aleph, Perek Beis Yutes, it says, Vayiyosim kisei le'im HaMelech. He placed a chair for the mother of the king, Vam Rav Lazar. Rav Lazar said that he prepared a chair, le'imo shel Malchus, to Rus, which is referred to as the mother of kingdom, because from her all the kings of the house of David came out. The Gemara brings a braisa from the with regards to the blessing in the grain. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a pasuk with regards to the reward for keeping the mitzvah shmita in Vayikra Chof Hey Pasuk Chabez. It says V'chaltem Natvu Yoshon, that you'll eat from the grain old. And the braisa explains the bracha that the tvuah is going to be beloi salmintoin, without salmintoin. The Gemara explains, my beloi salmintoin, what does it mean without salmintoin? Rab Nachman Omar, Rab Nachman says, beloi ritzinto, without the ritzinto, without worms that rots the grain. Rab Sheshus Omar, Rab Sheshus says, beloi shedifa, is not going to be the shedofen, it's not going to be the heat, wind that heats the grain, and it cannot become dried out, become old. Tanya Kavosi will end in a braisa as the view of Rab Sheshes, and Tanya Kavosi the Rab Nachman, like the view of Rab Nachman. Tanya Kavosi the Rab Nachman, we learned like the view of Rab Nachman, because it says in the pasuk over there, Va'achaltem, you will eat from the grain Yoshon, old. So Yochel, you may think that you Yisrael, that the
Yidden will eat from the grain, from the old grain, until before the time of cutting. And now they're going to be mitzapin l'chadosh for the new grain, mipnei yoshon, because of the old shekola that has already finished, because that was rotted away through the ritzinta. Talmud leimer, that's what the pasuk says, that boi tvua, so until the tvua comes, asher tovei tvua mele, until it will grow by itself. They will not have to proceed the cutting and to dry the wheat and turn it into kloyes, and that is like Rab Nachman, that the bracha is that the tvua will not be destroyed through the ritzinta. Tanya kavos that Rav Sheshes, we also learn advice like Rav Sheshes, v'chaltem in a tvua yoshon, you'll eat from the tvua old yochel, you'd think, the Yisrael, that the Yidden will eat from the old tvua until before the time of cutting. And now, mitzapim l'chodesh, they'll wait for the new one, b'pnei yoshon shera, because of the old one that has become bad by being heated up, and the shidofen, tamud lo'imar ad b'y tvua osoy, ad shetov tvua meloh. So from this brayse, mashma like Rav Sheshes, that the bracha is that there will be no shidofin, which would prevent the tvua from ripening and becoming ready fully to be consumed. Brayse that speaks about tvua, the ripened or to old tvua to the rabbanon. It says in the pasuk in Vayikra Chavo, pasuk Yud, when the Torah promises about the reward for keeping the mitzvahs, it says, "Va'achaltem yoshon noishon." You'll eat old noishon. Malamed shekolam yushem mechaveri haveyofech mechaveri. That everything that is older than its friend is better than its friend. And this is the blessing that we say that they're going to eat the old and they're going to leave the new one to become old, because the older tefua is better. Ve'ein li. But we cannot, there is not to me to say this only with regards to those items that are customary to make them old, like wheat and wine, but things that are not usually kept old, like peiris, that fruit that rot, or menayin. How do we know that they too will become old and they will persist, they will stay? Talmud lemi yashon noshon, old noshon mekom okoyim. That in any event, that Eretz Yisrael will be so special that even those items that are not usually customary to make them old, they will become old and they will exist. The Braisa continues and dashes the continuation of the pasuk. It says over there, "V'yoshan nipnei chodosh teitziu," that the old ones, because the new one you will take out. So it's mashma that against their will they have to take out the old one. Malamed is teaching us show you itzris meleim yoshan, that the grain will be full of old ugrones, and the granaries, the storage place in the field, meleim chodosh, will be full with new. Yisrael Emrim, and the Yidden would say, "Heich Neitzi Zem Neze." How are we going to take out the old ones because of the new one? And they'll be forced to take out the old in order to bring in the new. The Gemara brings now a statement with regards to things that have become old. Omer HaPapa, says HaPapa, "Kol Mile Atikam Alya." Old things that are old are better. Lebar mitamre, with exception is dates. Veshichra and beer. Vecharsina and small fish. Hadron alacha meicher es asvina. Hadron alacha meicher es asvina. Hadron alacha meicher es asvina.